Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending upon where you are attending from. Welcome to the fourth in our Windows 10 webinar series from Microsoft here in Sydney, Australia. My name is Jeff Alexander. I am a senior technical evangelist focusing on Windows infrastructure. My contact details are on this slide, and it's if you can get in touch with me at about.me/jeffa36. Today's webinar, we're going to go for about an hour or so. We have people on board to answer your questions as well. So please post those questions in the chat window so that if you have any questions as we go through. So I'm going to be spending a little bit of time talking about Windows 10 for mobile devices. Windows 10 has been out for a little bit of time now, and we know that a lot of organizations have a lot of different mobile devices, whether it be tablet devices, whether it's laptop devices, phones, and Windows 10 is really built out of the box to work really well on mobile devices and to manage those devices. And so I'm going to talk a fair bit about how do we actually manage those devices with Microsoft Intune? How do we actually join those devices to Azure AD? And so, and some of the inbuilt mechanisms and some of the changes we're actually making in adding devices to Azure AD and later versions of Windows in that's coming out later this year. So So with that, I want to talk about really to introduce when we talk about some of the challenges for managing Windows devices today. And we've seen a number of challenges that our customers have given us in regards to managing these devices. First of all, we know that there are a lot of mobile devices in the enterprise, and there's lots of different types of mobile devices in the enterprise, whether it be Windows devices, iOS devices, being iPad devices, or Android devices in the enterprise. And consistently, we get feedback from customers that there's a lack of control to manage mobile devices in the enterprise. A lot of customers that I've spoken to over the last few weeks in some of the camps that we've run are starting to look at BYOD type scenarios in managing and in allowing their users to buy their own devices. So how do we actually manage those devices that are not necessarily domain joined? We also got feedback that there's a lot of different tools for managing these devices for both phone and PC. So there's a lot of different tools to manage these devices, and they're different for both platforms. They're also if you're going to be implementing policies to manage these devices, whether they be compliant policies or whether they be any a type of policy that specifies a type of password, we can run into what we call policy conflict. And policy conflict can be bad for the user because the user won't be getting the experience that they're actually looking for on that device. Then we'll have policy conflict on that. And an inconsistent user experience, as in the way that a user joins into a mobile device management platform has been inconsistent in the past, and we want to try to change that with Windows 10. Okay, so with Windows 10, we have granular mobile device management built into the platform, and I'll talk about that coming up in very shortly. We have a convergence of admin tools. So the tools that we actually manage, whether you choose to manage your devices through a mobile device management tool such as Microsoft Intune or Config Manager, you have a convergence of admin tools to manage all those devices. And we do automatic policy resolution now in those tools so that we have that ability in Intune to automatically resolve that, and so that the last writer will actually win in regards to that. So the interface has changed now in Windows 10 for both Windows 10 for mobile devices and Windows 10 for desktop devices as well. So that experience is consistent across all those devices. And we really do feel that Windows 10, one of the key strengths of Windows 10 going forward is the fact that it's going to make management at the back end a lot easier than it was in the past. So you'll have a much more consistent experience for both the users and for the admin. Now, Windows 10 was actually built from the ground up to be connected to cloud services. So obviously, from a management perspective, we look at identity as Active Directory. These are the things that are around today. And typically what you have from a grouping perspective is that your devices either have domain join or they're in a work group. We do have the option for workplace join, and I'll show you what that looks like to how to join a workplace without joining the domain. And so those are typically what we actually had. But now with Windows 10, we've added the ability to have Azure Active Directory as a first-class citizen, meaning that no longer in Windows 10 do you have to set up a machine with a Microsoft account. So you have the ability right out of the box, right out of the UBI experience, to do an Azure AD join on a device directly. And I'm going to show you that in the demo and take you through the whole lifecycle of how we actually do that. And it means that the user can choose what they want, you know, whether they want to join a domain or whether they actually want to join to Azure AD. And then you can do things like federating your on-premises Active Directory, which we do here at Microsoft for our internal MSIT department, is federate your Azure Active Directory to your to your Azure your Active Directory on-premises to your Azure Active Directory tenant, so that users can then start to get single sign-on and they can get access to all the apps that you're going to be making available to them as well. Excuse me. So on the management side of the fence, obviously we have group policy. But what we've added in Windows 10 is that there is a new set of GPOs. So you can, if you go to, and I talked about this, I think, in a previous webinar that we did, is if you go to grouppolicy.biz, that's B-I-Z, there is a link there on that website to all the new GPOs, ADMX files, and ADM files that you can download for group policy to use, and so that you can manage all your Windows 10 settings through group policy in your domains. With MDOP, we've added some additional things into advanced group policy management. So we've added the ability to do partial scripting within advanced group policy. So when you're doing some advanced group policy with the tool that comes with MDOP, you're able to actually script a lot of those policy settings as well. Config Manager. And also what we're doing is by connecting Config Manager to the mobile device management policies, we do that via a WMI bridge. So we're able to actually connect Config Manager to the inbuilt MDM policies that are built into there. So with Windows 10, we have new configuration service providers that are in Windows 10 that allow us to do have direct access to those MDM policies through a mobile MDM platform. And last week, Andrew talked about provisioning. So what we're able to do there is we're able to use the provisioning tools that are part of the ADK. If you download the ADK, you will get a new tool in there called the Windows Imaging and Configuration Designer. That has the ability for us to do bulk provisioning to an MDM so that users don't have to do that themselves. And all we have to do is pull a package down to those devices, and we're able to actually bulk enroll those devices into an MDM. And right now, and I'll show you this in a second, but in Azure Active Directory, we're able to actually add Intune as an application so that you can then further integrate Azure AD and Microsoft Intune to when the user joins an Azure AD, they will get automatically provisioned into an MDM. And then, of course, we have Exchange Active Sync, and this has been something that we've had around for a while for mobile phones. So typically what happens when a user joins a domain or connects to a workplace, they're going to get PIN policies sent down to that device, and we do that through Exchange Active Sync. So now you can choose any configuration tool that you actually want to do. Now, if you're at the cloud layer, so if you have an MDM already, if you're using something like MobileIron or AirWatch or Microsoft Intune, you can use those devices. If at the other end of the scale, if you're using Configuration Manager, you have the option to connect Configuration Manager up to Intune, and then Configuration Manager will use a WMI bridge to connect to those WMI providers that are in Windows 10. Now, Windows 10 has a whole bunch additional WMI providers that have been added to that, and what it means there is that you're able to actually get more data out of your devices without having to use tools such as the Microsoft Assessment and Planning tool. It allows us to get more data that can be plugged into Config Manager. Then we have the common components, which is MDM client, which is built into Windows 10. We have the configuration service providers, and then we have a common device configurator across all these. So that means that you're getting consistent data, whether you're using a phone that's running Windows Phone 10, which is out later this year, and then if or you're using a laptop or a desktop type PC. So we have that capability built into the platform. And that was one of the key things they wanted to make sure that was in Windows 10 is that we had this common device configurator, mobile device configuration service providers, and that connectivity into Config Manager. So throughout this, what I'm going to be doing here is I'm going to sort of be doing the story of an employee that starts at a new company. And she gets her new device, and she wants, and typically what happens is when a new user starts, they might get a new laptop and they get a phone. And we need to be able to manage that device, and we need to manage that device no matter where that particular user is. Now, the user might work, and we know that users, and we've done, there's a lot of studies around that users work in multiple different locations. She might be working in the office. She might be going to the beach, although that's not the case in Seattle, but here in Sydney, certainly they might be going over to Bondi or something like that. But the admin has to be able to manage that device no matter where they are. And oftentimes people will lose their devices or leave them in the back of taxis, that kind of thing. We need to be able to quickly be able to remotely wipe that device as well. And so we have that capability within there. Then we also need to be able to manage the lifecycle of that device. When the user leaves the company, how do we actually handle that? So first of all, Windows 10 is, there's a lot of improvements in the way that Windows 10 allows the user to enroll, and I'm going to show you that in a second and what that looks like. So essentially what we end up with is we end up with across a very consistent interface. Now this interface has slightly changed. I have a later build of Windows 10 on my machine. This interface has slightly changed a little bit in Windows 10, and I'll talk about what we've actually done there. But the idea is that we want to have a single experience across all those devices. So if you see here the screen, and this I've actually got Windows 10 running on a on a phone, and this interface is exactly the same on the phone devices. And so essentially what it means is that as the user goes to use to enroll in this, it's a very easy process for them to connect to their work or to their school. And so that really makes it much easier for them to actually do that. But enough talking. Let's actually look at what this looks like so we can see. I want to take you through the process of that. And then I'm going to show you what's actually changed. So let's have a look at enrollment of a device. Okay, so you should be seeing my screen. So I've got a number of machines here that I'm going to be showing you today. And the first one is I've got a machine that's at the beginning of, picture this as a a tablet device that the user has opened up, and they have a choice to do this. They can either join Azure AD, and as I said, Windows 10 allows you to not have to actually use a Microsoft account, so you can use Azure AD right out of the box. Now they can also do join a domain. Now if they choose join a domain, that is not actually going to join them to the domain. All that's going to do is create a local account that allows them to join a domain later on. But you have to be very careful about the choice you actually make here, because you can't go back once you actually choose this. So I'm going to choose join Azure AD. You'll see that what this is telling me is that choose this option if your organization uses Office 365 or Azure AD. If you choose join a domain, if you plan to join your PC to a domain, they're going to help you set up a local account right now. And then that's going to work pretty much as it's done in previous versions of Windows. Now let's join Azure AD, and we're going to join up to my tenant. And my tenant is right here. So what I'm going to be doing here is I've logged into Azure Active Directory, and I've got a tenant here called JeffaDude. That's just one I actually set up. And I am running with Azure Active Directory Premium. I've got integration into a number of applications, so I've integrated this into Microsoft Intune. Okay, so this is a this is in preview right now, and this allows us to assign users to mobile device management, to specify users whose devices will be managed by this application. So we can go in and configure. We have an MDM discovery URL, and we can apply this to specific groups or to all of our users. So I've already set up my Active Directory, and I've got some other stuff there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my work or school account, and I'm going to type in admin at jeffadude.onmicrosoft.com. I haven't bothered to add additional domain to this, so I'm going to type my password. And I'm going to click sign in. Okay, so this is going to go through the process of enrolling my device into Azure Active Directory. And we're going to set this device up. Pretty simple process. You can also force the user to do multi-factor authentication. I'm pretty sure that will actually ask me to I'll have it call my phone so that I can join into this domain, and then I'm going to set up a PIN. So we'll just wait for that to go through. Now it's going to do this initial thing where it's going to go, hi, welcome, we're setting things up for you. And while it's actually doing that, I want to actually show you what it looks like after we finish this, but then I'm going to come back to this and show you the whole process. Now, if I go over to another machine here and I go down into Work Access, so essentially what you do now is you go into, you go to Settings, you go to Accounts, and you go to Work Access. And it allows you to go and connect to work or school. And when you connect with work or school, you put in your details, and then you can see that this device is actually managed by active by my directory. Now, essentially, what I do now is if I go to run a command prompt on this, and I want to find out who I am. You notice it's coming up as South Pacific. Okay, so that's our South Pacific domain. I'm not actually joined to the domain. I'm just enrolled into a mobile device management provider. Now, how that has actually changed on later versions of Windows 10, here I am. I'm on build 10.576 of Windows 10, and if I go into Settings and I go into Accounts, what they're doing in later builds of Windows is they're actually allowing you to separate out your signing into Azure AD and your enrollment into an MDM platform. They're just making those unique processes that you actually do, because we know that some people just want to use Azure AD and other people may want to just enroll into a mobile device management authority. Now, if we go back to my machine, it's obviously saying that passwords are so 1995, right? So we want to create a PIN, because a PIN doesn't auth over the network. That's much more secure. We'll talk more about that next week in our security session. So I'm going to go ahead and create a PIN, but obviously we need to protect this particular account. We need to verify that this is actually me. So what it's going to do now is it's going to call my phone, and you may or may not hear the phone actually ring. Okay, so that's calling my phone now. I'm going to answer that call. All right, so I'm going to do what she says, and it's going to Okay, so my sign-in was successfully verified, so that it verified it was me using two-factor authentication. The next step for here is it's going to obviously look at the policies that my administrator has put, and I need to put in my PIN. Now, the PIN itself is more secure because that is tied to a TPM. That doesn't auth over the network. So it's a much more secure way for the user to log on to their machine. And if you look at this, what I want to actually show you at the end of this is the process of once the user is actually joined in here, you notice I'm logged on as admin. I could connect my Microsoft account if I wanted to. And if I go and run command again on this, and I type in, who am I? You'll notice that I'm being authenticated against Azure AD. Okay, so that means that I've joined Azure AD directly. And if I go into Settings and I go to into Accounts, you'll notice that I am now joined up to a mobile device management authority. Now, what that also means is that with this integration now into Microsoft Intune, means that this machine will now automatically be enrolled into my Intune tenant. There was a blog post that one of the teams actually did that takes you through this whole process of how to actually do that. So that's the whole process of going through and joining a device. It's that easy to do. If I wanted to leave this particular domain, I could go and join or leave Azure AD, and I can just disconnect from the organization and follow the prompts to disconnect that PC from the organization. And then the user can take their PC, say if they're a contractor, they're only there for a short period of time. They can get access to the services that the domain offers them, but it's a very lightweight operation for them to do that. And then when they leave, they just disconnect from the organization. Everything is actually gone. When we join that device to the domain, essentially what we do is we put a marker in Active Directory for that device. We don't join it to the domain as a full PC, but we just put a container there that allows us to an identifier for that device. All righty. So I'm just going to switch back. Okay, so you'll notice that so Windows 10 gives you a lot more options to be able to do that. It depends upon, so you can auto MDM enroll into Azure AD using tools such as the Image and Configuration Designer. If you have a company-owned device, what you saw before was a company-owned device that allowed me to do an AAD join of that device to the Active Directory. So that particular version was running Enterprise. If I went and actually bought a personal device, say I went down to JB Hi-Fi, I could then go and add an AAD account after the fact to allow me to use that device. So we give options to the user about how we actually want to manage these devices. Now, if the IT department wants to be able to do bulk enrollment of the device, they can use tools such as our Image and Configuration Designer to create a bulk enrollment package that will automatically enroll them into that, into an MDM authority for simplifying and making it easier for IT to do that. And what that really helps us to do is to enforce the policies that IT wants to on any device that's connected to the network before they actually connect to the network, whereas before we would implement a PIN policy from an Exchange Active Sync after the fact, but that was, that had to be rely on the user to actually do something. We can actually do this, take the device to the help desk. They put a package on the device that bulk enrolls it and everything's automatically done. Pretty easy to do. So Windows 10 gives you those options on how you actually want to do this. Now, also, if you wanted to actually know about how Microsoft IT did this, there is a session that you can watch at Ignite. On bulk provisioning that was provisioning Windows 10 devices that was done, and that's a session that was done at Ignite by Microsoft IT if you wanted to follow more about what we actually did internally at Microsoft. So the other question we obviously get is, what about the security of the device? We want to make this an easier process for us to be able to secure a device so that the user can be productive immediately. We can secure the device, the data, and the access to the device. So there's a number of things that we've added in Windows 10 in regards to that. So Windows 8.1 was a step in the right direction. We added security policies, email profiles, remote lock, remote wipe. But what we've actually added in Windows 10 is the ability to do email profiles and remote wipe of a PC and not just a phone. So now we can actually remotely wipe a PC, and that's added to all Windows 10 devices can be remotely wiped, whereas before we were only able to actually remotely wipe phones. So we have the ability to remotely wipe a PC or something if that particular device actually gets lost. So you have many more policies for much more granular control out of this, and these are some of the policies that you can actually do. So you can actually secure Microsoft Passport PIN policies, firewall and defender. You can do automatic connection of VPN. You can block sharing internet via Wi-Fi, Cortana. If you don't want people actually using Cortana, you can actually do that. We have camera policies. That's a very common one in government. If you want to turn off the camera for that particular device, you can turn that off as well. A whole bunch of things that's actually there. And we have a session at Ignite that talks about secure authentication with Windows Hello. We'll be talking more about security next week, but this gives you an idea of some of the policies that we can actually do. Now, I want to actually take you through some of the things that we can do in mobile device management in Microsoft Intune. So I'm just going to switch over to a demo slide. Hopefully you'll be seeing my slide there. So I've logged into my Microsoft Intune tenant, which obviously I knew I wasn't going to catch that in time for it to log me back in. So let's just do that. Okay, so if you're not familiar with Intune, Intune is Microsoft's mobile. It's part of the EMS, Microsoft Enterprise Mobility Suite. It allows you to do all the management of devices from the cloud. If you don't have the infrastructure on premises, you can do this all from the cloud. And of course, the dashboard gives me sort of information about my devices. I've got one Windows device. This was a device I joined earlier. So let me just have a look and see what's going on there. Okay, there's our device that we just joined. So you know before when I actually joined this particular device over here, the UBI from when I joined that to Azure Active Directory. Because I'm integrating Intune into my Azure Active Directory, this automatically enrolled this device into my MDM, Microsoft Intune Authority. So what that means there is that I can now start to go and create can do things with this device. I have some remote tasks. I can go and run a malware scan against this device. I can remotely lock that device. Actually, I haven't tried that before, so let's try and do that and see what happens. So we can remotely lock that particular device. It was already locked anyway, so that's okay. We can go and do a whole bunch of things. So we have the ability to update our malware. We can refresh the inventory. We can do a passcode reset. So if we wanted to reset the PIN, we could do that. But what I wanted to actually show you is some of the different policies that we can go and do. And you obviously see here we've got the policy conflicts tab. We will automatically resolve policy conflicts if we get any of those, and we can do that. So obviously there's configuration policies that we can go and add. And I'm going to go and add a configuration policy. And you can see here that we have Windows policies. What we've added with this now is the ability to do general configuration of Windows 10 desktop and mobile devices, all from the one policy. You also notice that we have a Windows 10 VPN profile for both mobile and Windows devices. So these have been added in the latest version of this particular policy. And so if we go and create this policy, and you'll notice that some of the different things that I can actually configure. I'm going to call this demo one policy. And we have a whole bunch of things here that we can do for the device. We have to make sure that one of the things that is important is encryption. A lot of new devices that are shipped with Windows 10 will have encryption enabled. But if you want to make sure that encryption is on those devices, you can turn that on. We have a whole bunch of things like minimum password length. We have some allow Microsoft account to be added to this particular device. Allow adding of a Microsoft accounts manually. So if a user wants to connect up their OneDrive or their other devices to this, they can go and do that. We've got some device capabilities that we can actually set there. So we have a bunch of things. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we can actually add in here and manage. The other thing we can do is compliance policies. Okay, so if compliance is important, we can go and add a new compliance policy for this. And we have a whole bunch of things that we can add there from a compliance point of view. But if I go down into these configuration policies, I want to go in and add another configuration policy. And I want to look at Windows. And we have this custom configuration policy that you can actually create. And the custom configuration policy, and what we can do here is that this allows us to do very granular OMA URI settings. And there's a TechNet article that explains to you all the different settings that you can actually do to leverage the configuration service providers that are in Windows 10 to set up some custom settings. One of the ones that we get a lot of questions about is allowing auto update. A lot of enterprises don't want their users to be able to go and automatically update their machine. They want to control the updates. Well, these are all the URI full path. All you have to do is put this data in to this, and then we've got all the settings that you have. It's kind of manual at this point in time, but it's very granular into what you can actually set up to leverage the configuration service providers that are in Windows 10. But from an Intune perspective, you can go and add these configuration policies. And when you go and add these, what you're going to do is call it a setting name, setting description. And then you're going to choose whether you're going to put in a string, a Boolean expression, string XML. And then you can go and get your OMA URI, and that's the setting that was over here. This is your URI full path. So, for example, we could copy this in. And we could put that in here. And that would be our setting, or we could go and actually put our value in there. And then that would allow us to manage these devices and get access to the configuration service provider settings that are in Windows 10. So Windows Intune gives you that capability to do all that. So it has that capability. And essentially all you've got to do is you've got to go into administration, and you've got to go in and configure mobile device management. You can go and configure additional settings. For this, you can specify their mobile device. Generally, you would put in here manage.microsoft.com to be able to do that. So Windows Intune really really tightly integrated with Windows 10, giving you that ability to manage these devices really well. Alrighty, so I'm going to go back into there. Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about certificate management, something that we all tend to love quite a lot about. If you look at this, what this diagram is actually saying to you is that in Windows 8.1, this is you know, what we had previously in Windows 8.1, is you, in order to get a cert, the user would communicate with, they'd say to the MDM server, I need a certificate for my device. In the 8.1 days, what you would have to do is that would have to then go to a System Center Endpoint Protection server that was sitting on-premises in your data center. When the user requested that cert would then be sent back to the user. This would then be synchronized back up to the MDM server. Well, that stuff is all changed now in Windows 10. In Windows 10, we've eliminated the need for you to have that in Windows 10. This is blank. So added in Windows 10 is that we can install the certificate directly now in Windows 10. And we can do Microsoft Passport certificates directly from the MDM provider. I'm just trying to go back and see if that, here we go. So added in Windows 10 is we have the ability to install that certificate directly from the MDM server when the user requests it, so that we no longer require the endpoint protection server capability on-premises, so that you can go directly to the MDM server. This is new in Windows 10. So essentially what happens is the user goes and says, hey, I want my cert. That communicates to the MDM server, and they push that certificate down to there. So that's available in Windows 8.1. Sorry, in Windows 10, you can install that certificate directly. And then you see here when the user is logging on, they have to type their PIN, which is a much more secure way than using passwords. So the user types that in, and away they go, they're logging in. Also, we have a certificate app available. If you are using Windows phones in your enterprise, we have a certificate app that is available now to manage certificates on the Windows Phone platform. So it allows you to actually manage those. Obviously, you would manage them through Cert Manager in Windows 10, but we have that app available on that device as well. So, excuse me. So the other things that we can do now, as you might have noticed, is that we have the ability to better manage VPN. So there's, in order for us to make it easier for users to connect securely to the enterprise, is that we have the ability to manage the connection to VPNs much easier now in Windows 10. So something that has been added in Windows 10. So we have auto-connect VPN. So if an application that the user is trying to connect to requires a VPN, then that application will, when that user starts that application, we will auto-connect that VPN and connect them to that so that they will have the right connection to that application. We can set application filters, VPN traffic filters, which are application-based filters for that application. And it's a unified platform for us to be able to do that. So that allows us to have a unified platform and extend that through partners. So that is something that is, you know, that partners can actually use to be able to do that. So that has been added with through third-party plugins that are there as well. Okay, I'm just trying to connect something up. Okay. Can we possibly get a slide, another demo? Could I go back to a demo slide? I might go back to a demo slide because I want to just show, forgot to show one more thing. I'll just do that. Okay, so I want to show you one thing that we can actually do. I wanted to show you how the interface is the same on Windows Phone. So I'm here, I'm connected to my Windows Phone device, and I'm going to log on to this particular device. And I'm logging on via Windows Hello. And essentially, if I wanted to join this device to an MDM, it's the same process that the user does. I'm going to go down into Settings. And I'm going to go into Accounts, which is the same consistent interface that we had before, go to Work Access. And I can go in here, and you can notice that we're doing the same thing we're doing in the later versions of Windows 10. We can either sign into Azure Active Directory with our mobile device, or we can enroll in Mobile Device Management. So I'm going to go and add a work or school account. You notice that I already have an account there. I have my JFA at Microsoft.com, and I'm going to go and add another account to this, so I can join a work or school account. Let that come up. And this is the same thing that we can go through here. So if I go in and I choose admin, we're going to choose admin at ifadude.onmicrosoft.com. Now, I'm going to minimize the screen so you don't see my password. You guys thought I was going to just tell you what the password was. And we're going to sign in. And the user is going to get the same experience. So it's going to go through and it's going to say, we need to protect your account. So what this is going to do is it's going to call this phone and it's going to verify that I am who I say I am. Okay, so my sign-in was successfully verified. It's going to close that down and it's going to continue the enrollment process for this device. All right, so we're going to register this device with the company app policy. And in a few moments, what will happen is that device will then get added into Microsoft Intune because we've integrated Intune into our Azure Active Directory tenant. So we're going to register this device with the company and apply the policy, obviously saying here that I want to create a work PIN, and we'll go through the same process there. I've already got a work PIN on this device, so I'm not going to go through and do that. So I'm just going to close out of the Project My Screen app. But it gives you an idea that we're trying to create a very consistent experience on both of those devices, whether they're a phone or whether they're actually a PC. All right, so I forgot to show you that before. I just wanted to make sure you saw that. So let's go through and catch up where I was. So we have that auto connect capability that's built in and that unified platform that's open for VPN traffic filters. So Now, from an access perspective, we also want to make sure that we're proving that these devices are healthy. One of the biggest things that enterprises worry about is, when, especially in a BYOD scenario, if we bring a bunch of different devices onto our network, how's that going to affect security in our environment? We want to make sure that these devices are actually healthy. So, you know, if you need access, you need to prove that you're actually healthy. So Windows 10 has what we call provable PC health. And this is really about what we call we have a Windows attestation service that runs in Windows that allows us to say, you need to prove that your machine is actually healthy and it's got the right things set. So for example, the user will go, I need access to my email. Okay, well, you know, dude, you have to prove that you're actually healthy. Okay. At that point, what we'll do is that MDM and the Windows attestation service will communicate with each other. They'll send down a certificate. Here's my proof, and these are the resources I need to actually get access to. So the Mobile Device Management Authority will evaluate the compliance of the machine, and we set the compliance that's required for that machine to give them access to documents and email. But we use the Windows attestation service that's built into Windows 10. So the user then gets access to their device, to their access, to the content that they need access to. And you can also, you know, as part of that, you can also control how updates are actually sent to the user. And this is a big piece of feedback that we get from customers in regards to this. And one of the things you want to confirm is that they have all their updates. And having their updates is one way that they prove their compliance. Okay, so you can control when and how. You can do approval or auto uninstall. You can choose your source, whether it's Microsoft Update or a company update server. And later this year, we'll be doing Update for Business to allow you to do that as well. So we want to make sure that you have some ability to do this. This can all be controlled via group policy, so those devices will be how you actually control that. The other thing is that we want to make sure that through containers, is that company data stays separate and secure from personal data. We know today that a lot of users have personal data on their devices, but if a user leaves a company, we don't want to wipe their personal data. We want to only wipe the company data that's on the machine. So we have, through containers and through some of the data protection policies that we have in Windows, is the ability to separate this data out and be able to just remove the data that is there. So with enterprise data protection, it means that user-friendly work personal stuff stays on the machine, and we can manage what data is actually enterprise. So that what it means is that we use containers, meaning that business apps and data gets removed, the users, you know, Candy Crush or whatever, you know, games they play while they're wasting time on a plane or whatever, stays on the actual device, and so they keep that. So it makes it easy for enterprises to be able to do that. So Windows 10, you know, obviously we want to make sure that we improve for admins to assist users. So we're doing a lot of work to make sure. You saw that interface is very consistent there to do that. So we want to help, you know, we have a consistent ability to assist those users remotely. So you obviously saw through Intune, I'm able to locate a device. I can do an enterprise data wipe or a full wipe. We have a familiar UI and lock screen for those users and settings for them to join a mobile device management authority, because we want to make sure that users have that consistent experience. And we also want to be able to manage the applications that we have. So we want to have a common platform for managing these apps. Okay, so we want to be able to have a consistent way to get the apps down there. Later this year, we'll be announcing the Windows Store for Business and have a consistent way for us to do modern applications that go in the store, and also Win32 applications as well. And then integrating that into AppLocker to be able to do app restrictions. One of the things we're adding with this is what we call that applications have to prove that they're healthy. And this we'll talk more about that in the security session next week. But there's a lot of stuff going on as we get closer to the next release, which is coming up in November. And putting one of the things we added is that we want to be able to have an easy way for enterprises to be able to deliver applications. And this will be done through the Business Store. And essentially what this means is now you have the ability to do licensing of your applications in bulk, both free and paid applications. I think when I was talking about this at an IT camp, I got claps, which is very, very rare for an Australian audience. So there was certainly something they were looking for quite some time. So you'll be able flexible distribution models. You'll be able to use Azure AD to deliver for the store, and much easier ways for you to actually do license management for that as well. So I'm going to wrap up here in a second, but you know, Windows 10 really makes it easy to enroll. What I wanted to really cover with you today is to talk about how Windows 10 really makes it easy for you to manage those devices in the lifecycle. So looking through this, what we really covered today was talking about how easy it is to enroll, how we can secure the device and the data, how we can improve the user experience, manage their applications, and then do unenrollment of those devices on the machine. So I think Windows 10 has actually made a big strides in regards to management of the many devices that you have in your enterprise. So the removal side gives us the ability to do remove all enterprise data with a single action. Okay, so here what you're seeing here is I'm going to remove this device. So if you want to remove your workplace account, that'll remove things like certs. You know, so if you pushed a cert down to the device, if you put Wi-Fi settings down to the device, we'll get rid of all that stuff. And then, you know, the server gets notified on when a user actually does it, and admins can control whether users are able to auto unenroll themselves. So if you want to control that through the user, it's, you know, not allow the user to do that, you can set that if you want to. So with that, we are at 46 minutes or so, so we'll get a few minutes back at the moment. So I wanted to thank you all for taking the time today to talk about enterprise mobile device management. I wanted to close by putting up a bunch of information here that we have. These are the sort of the partners that we're working with in this space. Obviously, we would like you to use Microsoft Intune and System Center, but we do realize that there are other providers. We're working with a lot of them, such as Mobile Iron, Symantec, Soti, AirWatch, and we're working with them in regards to supporting our configuration service providers that are actually in Windows 10. So I'd like to thank you for spending time today on this particular session. Some of the, you know, this is old, but, you know, make sure you download an evaluation of Windows 10 and make sure that you talk about, you know, for whichever vendor you're using, make sure that we know whether they're actually going to support Windows 10. And, you know, and provide your feedback through user voice. That's where we're kind of, if you're on the preview, you can do that through the preview app. But put your information in user voice itself. There's a lot of good information in there about that, about, you know, what we're hearing from people in regards to Windows. that was not supposed to be in there, so I'll just end on that particular slide. And thank you very much. I will close this part down. And I will see, are there any more questions that are in the question panel at this point in time? Are there still questions being asked? Okay. So thank you very much for coming. We will see you next week on the Windows 10 security session. So that'll be the same time next Thursday. And we look forward to seeing many of you on that one. And I will let you all go, get 10 minutes back of your day, and have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.